Welcome back to Rose Pricks. Welcome back. 2018, suckers. It's a new year and a new batch of hoes to mock. I'm Ronnie Caron from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with my co-host and special little friend, Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud and the Sword and Scale Rewind podcast. Hello, Stiff.
Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
Babe, I've missed you.
I've missed you more. God damn it.
It's like we just got our walls put down and then boom, you're gone and I'm alone again as a single mother. I deserve more.
My walls went up like the partition in an Uber X or what. I don't know what that means. It's more like a limo. Anyway, how could I possibly have watched this show without knowing that I was going to be doing it with you? I couldn't.
I wouldn't be. I mean, honestly,
I wouldn't either.
You know, I wouldn't be. And it, I thought, okay, I looked it up online to see when it was starting. And it says January 1st, but then it has an 8 after because I don't know what they were talking about. 8. So I saw 1
like 8 p.m.
Right. I thought we had till the 18th or something.
Me too. Me too. I told you that because you were like, when does it start? I go, I don't know, later in January.
Yeah. So New Year's comes. I'm drunk, of course. And someone tweets at us like, it starts tonight. Are you excited? I was like, oh, geez. I don't want to do this. I just want a break. And then I pressed play and I was like, I forgot how amazing this is.
So good. It was so good. You know, I don't know what it is, but this season is going to have some magic. I don't know if the girls are crazier or if Ari's just, you know, pulled out from the recycled pile and going to bring us some like some good stuff like Nick did. I don't know what it is. It's somehow the show has be kind of turned on itself so that it's almost like watching a parody. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And all the girls who came to play are really coming to play. Like, they're really doing the sports calls. Like, well, I should have done that better. That girl had a really, really good entrance. Like, oh, I should have worked on my entrance better. Like, it's not a science fair, you know? It's like, I can't believe that girl came in with the volcano you make out of soda and Sprite or whatever. Baking soda and Sprite.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, yeah, the producers obviously like her more than they like me. But, like, when they came out to film my package at my town, like, before, I mean, I thought they were really into me, but obviously they led me the wrong way because they just told me to bring this little penis in my hand. And that was the wrong move.
Yeah, they're like dissing themselves. Like, yeah, I could have done better, but I brought a small penis. Like, ugh, what was I thinking? I worked on this for a week. I could have done better.
They're like, all those girls in the limo sabotaged me because they were all like, yeah, no, that's totally cute. No, that's going to really make him laugh, bitches.
They're hilarious. Like, they hate each other, but they're respecting the game, you know?
Yes.
It's like, that girl brought a car. Where, how did she do that? Did she ship it? How much did that cost? What an amazing idea. I should have choreographed a number.
Exactly.
So, Ari, so let's just do some basics here.
Okay.
Last time we were here, which was the last episode a few weeks ago for the cast breakdown, we didn't know how to pronounce Ari. And we still don't because Chris says it, Ari Lynduk. And then the brother, Stephanie said she saw the brother on something. How did he say it, Steph?
Lyandike.
Lyandike. It looks to me like Lyandike.
Like a Lyandike.
Like Lyandike, right. Which is a bad sign. He's a Lyandike.
Yeah.
Lyandike doesn't even make sense. I feel like lesbians have always been very honest and upfront with me. And I don't like that.
I know. What do they have to hide? What do they have to lie about?
They're just
straight shooters.
Straight shooters. Those are only the violent lesbians. Just kidding. Bad dad joke. Sorry, I was just with my parents for a week. So Ari, to me, he's coming across as so sweet, goofy, personality free. He's got a faux hawk. He's letting the gray come in. I think he's a total asshole. I think he's going to turn into a total asshole. He has nothing good to say except like, wow, she's pretty. Wow.
Yeah, he does. You know. He does seem sort of like an empty shell that you can kind of project onto him what you want to see. And
well, I
want to
see the shape of water.
Way.
You know, I want to see the shape of water. So play that on your soul and maybe I'll like you, Ari. But right now, no, sir.
Can you hear my dog in the background?
Is he agreeing with me?
She's having a good time. She loves this podcast.
What is she doing?
She's growling at my husband to go for a walk. Mm. Yeah.
Hi, Peepo. Do you like Ari?
For those of you who are new to the show, we talk on the phone and this is like our eighth podcast each, so this is our fun time. We just, we'll talk to the kids, the dogs.
Just deal with it.
I'll cook a potato in the middle of the show. That's just how it works.
Why wouldn't you? Here's the thing. Ari doesn't deserve our respect because, as we just found out before we started recording, my husband did some digging and found out that Ari 2 years ago was supposed to be the Bachelor. Apparently he's really good friends with Sean, who is a previous Bachelor who's super, no, Chris Soules, previous Bachelor who's uber Christian. I guess those two are brohams from way back, you know, Bachelor days. And they were getting together, you know, on the lake, like you do, getting some beers and cruising around the lake. But because he was supposed to be the Bachelor that year, they came to shoot some B-roll with him and then they dumped him. I don't know who they dumped him for, but John says that the gossip is that he, because they decided he was too shady.
Too shady. I mean, they had Nick on there, and that's the shadiest.
So shady.
But yeah, he does seem shady to me, so I'm glad I have confirmation. Thank your husband for Googling for us, because that's really kind. And I was saying when you told me that info the first time that I really appreciate that the show ruined his life, because he couldn't plan on doing the Bachelor rounds forever, you know? He's like, this sucks. I got kicked off the Bachelor. Well, I guess my career's over. I'm going to sell real estate. And he got a real job, you know? And that's rare in this Bachelor world. So good for you.
If he's really doing that job.
Well,
one thing that makes him less than trustworthy also is that he dated Courtney, who was the one that won with this guy, Ben. You weren't watching it back then. But Courtney was also shady. Very shady.
Mm. I was drinking.
She was the villain of the season.
There can only be one shady person in a relationship.
Well, Ben, the guy that she was with, was just kind of a tool. He wasn't really shady. But she was, you know, one of those girls who she slept with him mid-season outside, like on a beach. She practically, you know, gave him reason to use the Me Too hashtag. And and he ended up proposing to her, and then they broke up. But then she slept with everybody.
Well, I don't think any of that's shady. I ain't gonna ho-shame a bitch.
No, but she was just very manipulative the way she did it. She was kind of being a user. She's sort of a model.
Well, that's what I like, okay? I like my contestants to be like Sidney Sheldon novel characters, where they've been hurt deeply and they're going to take it out on somebody and it's going to be you. And you're not going to figure out until your life is ruined. And they've got all your money hidden in the Grand Caymans, you know?
Okay, so we got to figure out which of these girls fits that bill.
Okay, so let's get into it. First of all, the season's making me crazy because they had some special episode, which I didn't know about, and they called that special or episode number one. Well, this is our episode number one. So,
well, I watched it, Ronnie. I took the hit for us. And
thank
basically what they showed was what we see at the beginning of this episode. Except for they added like a worst kisses of all time and something else. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they basically replayed a lot of that footage.
Oh, okay.
So it's in here.
But it's just that the numbering's messed up, you know, because usually I can follow their numbering. I called the cast preview episode zero, and this is going to be episode one. But on Bachelor time, it's episode two. I mean, what the hell?
Huh, I don't get that, because I would think this is the first official episode, because that was like Meet the Bachelor. That was a preview.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want to get to know Ari, look at a fantastic Sam's hair catalog, because that's about as deep as this guy. So anyway, we see like slow motion roses and stuff in his intro where it's like, it's Ari and rose petals are falling down. And I really like that he presents his rose with such gusto. I'm like, maybe I'll like him. He's a showman. He's got a faux hawk. But maybe this could work.
Listen, I will take Ari's hair. I like his hair. Over Orange Robbie. Over those newfangled, like shaved on the side, sticking straight up into the air, combed over all the way over from one side to, you know, Cleveland. I don't like that hair at all. I would rather have this kind of sort of combed, sort of not combed.
Well, it's like men everywhere were like, they finally listened to me and they're like, the faux hawk is over. That guy from the podcast said so. And so they tried to change it, and then it looked stupid. So they're like, let's go back to the faux hawk.
I'm okay with his hair. It's just his personality that needs a lot of work.
Well, we learn a lot about his personality. Look, you know who a person is by who sponsors them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's sponsored by Honda. Now, I like Honda. I really do. I've owned a Honda. I like them. But aren't they the makers of that box car?
The Honda.
It's inside, and lesbians and stage managers drive them. And they're like, I can pack a lot of stuff. And I'm like, of course you can, because it's a fucking public rental storage space on wheels.
It's like a handicap bathroom stall.
Yes.
Yeah, with wheels. What's it called? The Honda? What's that called? The Honda, the square one?
Oh, the
compound, the Honda.
Oh, it's like the Honda ice chest.
The Honda ice chest.
Yes. So I judge all Honda based on that one car, which is unfair, but they sponsor him. And he's like, I wanted to work this time because last time I got my heart broken for real, you guys. And we see a flashback and he's like, oh my God, you're the love of my life. And she's like, I brought you here to this park bench to tell you. You're not getting another free dinner. Leave. And he's like, wow, we had an amazing connection. Wah.
He's like, didn't I give you so many soft yet passionate kisses? Didn't I touch your face just right on the side of your cheek? And didn't I let my fingers slowly crawl around to the back of your neck just so? What?
I kissed you in front of the scrambler. Because they show them at this fair. He's like, I kissed you in front of that horsey thing that goes around and around.
Yeah. I took you on a roller coaster and this is the thanks I get.
He's like, it's like having a best friend next to you on this horse Ferris wheel thingy thing, merry-go-round thing. And then she left me on a park bench. And he wrote a journal for her, which,
yeah.
I mean, I love that they showed this clip because he's like, I sent her this. Oh, wait. When do we find this out? Later, right?
No, okay. You find that out now.
He's talking to Chris now?
Well, close enough.
So we see him when he's talking to Chris. And Chris is like, so, loser with a faux hawk. Apparently you wrote a journal. Tell us about it. He's like, it's called Bridget Jones's Diary. I'm just kidding. He's like, I did. I wrote it to talk about my feelings during the entire experience. And Chris asks her, he's like, did you read it? And she goes, no, I brought it back because it's like about his feelings. And it's a book.
Which is like, really bitchy,
by
the way.
If you really knew me, you would not be handing me a book to read. Okay? I made the right decision.
Here's the thing, though. I watched that whole season. She totally did lead him on. A lot of people thought he was going to win. Nobody thought that Jeff with one F was going to go as far as he did, let alone be the winner. He was so cheesy. He had the worst hair.
Jeff with one F. He would be an auto leave for me. I'd be like, bye. Yes. Learn to spell Jeff, okay?
Thank you. Ari was cute. He was boyish. He was a little bit of a bad boy. He wasn't as kind of dorky as he is now. But he was really sweet, and he was really into her.
Well, and apparently, he wrote a damn journal. Do not hand somebody your journal. You know, when you're like, this is all about my feelings, that's not what people fall in love with, you know? Hand her a gift certificate to Best Buy, or, like something good, you know, that she could use.
I agree. I agree with you, but I'm not trying to like know you. I mean, like say no. I want to and yes, and you. Yes, and you. But
LOL.
The reason he was giving her the journal was because probably, I'm guessing, she was like, I just don't know if I can trust you. You're so cute and you're so perfect and you're going to break my heart. I think he was like, look, bitch, I was actually writing down like that I was really into you. Not that he couldn't go back. Any serial killer could go back and like, you know, backdate a journal. But I just thought it was rude that she was like, nope, didn't want to read it. I wanted to stick with Jeff with one F. Well, you made the wrong choice, Emily.
Hey, guess what Jeff with one F doesn't do? Write down letters to things.
Yeah.
Okay. He even left off the last F in his own name. Okay. That's the guy
exactly.
For me.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. All right. So we get a crash sound. It's like dun, dun, dun. And there's a close up of a Gila monster, which I guess is supposed to be terrifying. And that's when he gets dumped. So let's see. Fast forward here.
Fast forward. Now he wears soft old man cardigan sweaters.
From
he
the Old Navy. This show loves their Old Navy. I own that sweater in three different colors. And I was like,
really?
Really? You're gonna take your pain out on this adorable $20 sweater from Old Navy, Ari? Really? Don't ruin it for me.
It was reminding me of the Prince Charming show that we recapped. The guy that I liked, but then we ended up hating him because he kept bringing up his dead boyfriend. But oh, yeah. The one that was cardigan sweaters that was like, I'm ready to be a dad.
Yeah,
and have two
soon.
Irish setters. Yeah.
He's like, I want two Weimaraners that look exactly the same. It's like, no, bitch, no.
That's what Ari was looking like to me with his sweater. He's like, I'm ready to settle down.
Yeah, that is a settle down sweater. When I wear that, I call it my dad sweater. I'm like, yeah. Anybody need some advice? Hey, change your oil when you're supposed to. That'll make your car last a long time, kid, a long time.
Yeah.
So Ari's like, the heartbreak, baby. Like, when I got my heart broken on that park bench, I mean, I still haven't even looked at a plastic course. I can't do it. I travel 200 days a year to get over it. But you know what? It was time to settle down. And here I am in this mansion, which I don't own, but I'm renting it to somebody because I'm in real estate.
P.S. One more thing that I have to interject that I forgot that John said to us before we started was that he apparently, I'm sure we'll find this out later, broke up with his girlfriend. Don't know how serious it was 2 days before he left to go shoot this.
Well, you know, did she not see it coming?
Exactly.
When you tell your girlfriend, hey, I'm going to go be on The Bachelor. What do you think's coming next?
Right.
I'm breaking up with you. Right.
So exactly. Especially since his girlfriend was probably like, I don't get it. Like, you wear cardigans. Like, why haven't I gotten a proposal yet? Commitment phobic.
So he was so like, he walks around this mansion like he owns it. And then they, of course, the people that they get to pretend they're buying it is this like adorable young couple with a newborn baby. And he's like, whoa, this sure gives me perspective seeing this baby. I'm ready to be happy. And she's like, oh, my God, do you have a baby yet? And he's like, no, but one day I will, possibly. I've got a baby making sweater on. I'm like, come on, show.
Are you talking about when they were showing Sean and Catherine with the baby?
Oh, God. Oh, the other couple was for the other real estate girl. You're right. Sorry.
That Sean and Catherine are kind of cute.
They're so boring.
So boring.
Sean is so boring. He's like, you want me to tell you a joke, bro? There's nothing that rhymes with orange. It's like, oh, God. Just get out, Sean. Go. Take Catherine with you. But they're cute.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I messed up something earlier. Sean is the religious one. The other guy, Chris Soules, I don't know if he's religious, although he lived on a farm. But he's an alcoholic. He's the one who got drunk and killed somebody in his car.
Oh, geez. Okay, uh-huh. Well then.
And that was the one who's Ari's friend.
Oh, I wish you hadn't realized you were confused because that kind of makes Sean more interesting. But yeah, it's Sean. And he's like, oh, Broham, this could happen to you. He's like, I want what they have.
Yeah. And apparently she's pregnant with the second baby.
Well, they are really
they
cute.
They always parade them out because they're one of the few stories. They're one of the few bachelors. He's one of the very, there's only a couple that have ever gotten
Tanner,
married. He might
Jade
be the
Tanner,
only one.
Jade and Tanner, Jade that and Tanner.
But that was from Bachelor in Paradise. From the actual Bachelor franchise, Sean might be the only one that's ever married the girl.
Well, I love how far religion has come when you can be considered really religious and make out with like 20 women at a time. It's like, yeah. It's becoming something even I could join. You know, like finally I'm being welcomed.
So then Ari poses for pictures like it's so funny. I thought it was the one I had a laugh. It's like he's holding the rose and it's like he's like dreaming about ladies or peanut fudge or kitty cats or do you know what I'm saying? He had that like soft like I don't know what to do with my eyes. So I'm kind of like chin down, eyes up a little bit. But then I'm chin up, eyes down. Like, I don't know. What am I looking at? I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're like, Ari, walk around and just look like you're hoping for something, okay?
Yeah.
He's like, okay. He's walking around this house he's trying to sell. He goes out on the balcony. He's like, look at this beautiful balcony that I don't own. Yeah. Like, yeah. We know you don't own the house. Stop pretending you're Move on, move on. Go back to your studio apartment with a mattress on the floor or whatever, you know?
Yep.
Make it real. I want to see a sad person desperate for love. I don't want to see someone who's like, this could be me, rich and happy. I want someone who's like, oh my God, I'm terrified of being alone.
Exactly.
Who can do my laundry? Let's
meet the ladies. You ready?
Let's do it.
All right, first.
Oh, wait, I have to say one thing. I'm so sorry to interrupt as usual. But this was a commercial break. And they showed this preview for a movie. It's called Wrinkle in Time. I was like, don't say wrinkle, because you know half these girls lying about their age. But also, there was a line where some guy goes, look, you can't keep using your dad's disappearance as an excuse for acting out. I was like, oh my God. It's like advice to everybody on The Bachelor. So they're like, well, it's because my husband died or my dad died. Yeah. It's the perfect commercial to play. Okay, that's all. Continue, please.
Okay. First up is Chelsea, who's playing the single mom. I don't know what happened to my husband.
Oh,
he left me. First, she starts talking about how hard parenting is. I'm a mom, and parenting is really hard, you guys. It's very challenging. And you know what makes it even more challenging? Doing it alone. Because did I mention I'm single? Yeah.
I wish so bad that she talked like you, because you have like emotion. This girl is like an evil robot. She's like, I'm a single mother. I'm like, oh my God, she's terrifying. Her kids are probably glad she left. They're like, get out. She's making to prove that she's a single mother, she makes a peanut butter sandwich on whole wheat, really thick toast. And I'm like, your kids probably hate you. Kids don't want that. Okay, get some white bread. What's wrong with you? Why are you torturing people?
She's like, to the camera, she goes, it's really hard to make peanut butter all by myself, because I'll use like 4 pieces of bread and then the rest of it goes bad. Do you know why? Because I don't have a husband and I want one.
She actually said, I want another man who treats me right. Well, what happened to the first one? If he treated you right, where did he go? I need some story. I need some backstory. Okay.
She's, I think, like, he's buried in the basement.
Yeah, probably. She's like, I'm so comforted to know it's Ari, because he's competed for a single mother. He's actually gone out of his way to get a single mother. I'm next. Not with that kind of bread. Not with that kind of bread, ma'am. Mm-mm.
So nope, the real estate. It's got seeds in it.
Yeah, and seedy, mealy bread. Gross.
Yeah. But we're going to find out later that there's a lot more complaining where that came from. And she ends up being one of the worst people I've ever seen.
Yes, she's pretty bad. And she doesn't seem to be faking it. Like, she's really bad. So next up is a girl who's in real estate. Oh my God, you guys, they have so much in common. And this is the one where there's a happy couple with a baby. And they're walking around. And I'm like, oh my God, she's so into real estate. She's wearing a cutout dress at work. I mean, who does that?
Well, she says she's 26, but she looks 46. Yeah. And she's like, family is really very important. But what do you mean? I don't understand people that say stuff like that. First of all, when people say family is important, it's usually people who like are married with kids, right? It's weird to be like, I'm 26, but it's really, family is really important. Like, I really like hanging out with my mom and dad. Like,
well, I just went on an 8-day cruise with my mom and dad. She's probably just important. Like constantly alone and doesn't know why. Okay, I'll project onto this girl. And also, I'm wearing a cutout dress right now. So,
yeah. So my kids call her Oval Face. Oval Face, right? Oval Face.
She's like, I've only been in real estate for a year. And I've sold over $5 million. So I'm good at my job. I know that was one house. You're in Fort Lauderdale. That's expensive there.
Yeah. She has one of those faces, though. I don't want to go just keep dragging on about the long face, but that always looks sad. You know what I mean? Even when she's smiling, her face is too long.
It's so her forehead. She can't ever look happy. She's one of the girls who was laid down in the crib for too long. And it elongated her forehead. I'm telling you. It's like if she didn't have her hair so puffed up, you would see that one side of her head is flat. You know? So that's why she's like, family's important. Yeah, she's like, family's important. And mine didn't think that way. And that's why they left me in my crib for like 5 days and ruined my head.
So I want to change the cycle. The cycle is not going to continue with me. No salad tongs are going to be involved in the birth of my children.
Yes. And I will be the last child in this family with a flat, long head. Okay? I will never have a long head again. Okay.
If my child needs a helmet, so be it. I'm going to spring for the helmet. But hopefully they won't.
Okay, and then of course the lady with the baby who's there to brag to the, you know, to the sad person with a long head. She's like, "Do you have kids?" And she's like, "No, I mean, I need a boyfriend first." I mean, I like that she didn't even jump to husband. She's just like, anybody who will fuck me. Anybody.
Right.
And then she's sure
like,
this
have
is...
you seen my head? No.
I cannot wait to meet a hat maker. I will get pregnant immediately, okay? And she's very confident that this is going to work out because she grew up around cars. Everyone grew up around cars.
Right, right.
There's yes. roads. That's how you get places, Caroline. Stupid.
I grew up around phones.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm really good at talking to people.
There were trees where I grew up, and there were trees where he grew up. So
yeah. There were human beings in both of our lives. Like that's a big part of my life is the other human beings.
Oh my God. So. I hope he hates it when it rains.
So next is Mikkel. She's a photographer.
Oh my God. No, she's not. Okay. Here's why this girl is lying. She's like, look at me. I'm snapping pictures for a happy married couple. And she goes, okay, pose. And then she turns the camera to the side. She's like, pose again. And then she turns the camera upside down. She's like, pose again. Who shoots like that? No photographer uses a camera like that. That's crazy. Did you right. notice this? She's like, look, 20 different angles. What are you doing? You don't know how to use that thing.
No, she doesn't. I have a feeling like the other couple that she was taking their picture are just people she knows that yeah. were like, can you take our picture?
Yeah. She's like, could you not pretend like, to be happily married?
Actual... Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're like, could you take our picture, but sideways so it won't post properly on Facebook and we'll look crazy? Like, that's what everyone wants when they hire a photographer.
Yeah. You actually find out that she was actually doing all selfies. She had it flipped around and it was only just taking pictures of herself.
I think, hold on,
this is a better angle for me. I like my side.
I think she's an evil murderer because the first thing she says is, I love shooting bridals. I'm like, that is so sick. Like, I imagine her as like a bride murderer, you know? Like,
yep.
Until yep. I get it, you can't have it. She's like, you know what a wedding is? It's like when two people come together and they're like happy. Really?
Yeah, and I don't Thanks. Like that. She and the nanny probably are both up to no good with dads or husbands.
That nanny says everything with her face. She says, we mentioned this, I think, in the bonus when she yeah. drives up in an old classic car. Well, we'll get to it. Wait yeah. for it, everybody. Wait for
All
it.
All right. So Mikkel, we talked about her. Nisha, we can kind of skip by because she's going to get cut at the end.
Yeah, but she's into daredevil. Parachuting and yeah. nursing. And they show a close-up yeah. of her listening to someone's back. And she's like, sometimes we get people with gunshot wounds. Bring it on. I love blood. It's like, okay, yeah. you're out.
But yet she has this crazy hair. She's like, I love blood and curling irons.
You're perfect for... And cast. You're cast.
Yeah. Then there's Raven 2, Raven 2.0. Hi, guys. I live in Wiener.
They make her stand in front of a sign that says, Welcome to Wiener, Arkansas. I'm Tia. Welcome to Wiener. Come on, guys. I can't take this serious.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She tells us, as everyone from Arkansas does, we make our own fun in Arkansas. And then she has a real deep talk with her dad in front of a tractor. It's like
right.
the fucking producer. So they're like, that's hickish. Stand in front of that thing. And he goes, his name is Ari. Well, at least he's got a job.
Yeah, that was terrible. And then we find out that she actually is friends with Raven. So we didn't know it before, but now we see Raven. And I have to say, next to Raven, Raven's just a lot prettier.
Oh, I think
Tia's
beautiful.
Why did they just bring Raven back?
Raven got so bitchy in The Bachelor in Paradise. I think she needs to work in her store and get thirstier so she'll be nicer again. Because I did not like bitchy Raven, okay? And bitchy Raven's like, look, I have a store. It's true. I have an extension thing to put things high on shelves. Look, put a hanger on this thing. It's a stick. Look, I can reach all the way to the top. Okay, Raven, you have a hanger stick, okay? You've got top shelves all over this store. There's nothing on them except one red knockoff Birkin. Like, who are you kidding? And that shelving is from Home Depot. It's not even nice shelving. It's like that metal It's like Papa's workroom shelving in there. Oh, Raven. How far we fallen, Rave.
So then we move on to Kendall, who's the taxidermy girl, who I nicknamed Stuffy. And she's never had a relationship for longer than a year, which is such a huge surprise. And she plays the ukulele.
Yeah.
Which makes it even worse.
It's like she's daring you not to love her. And you're like, I'll take that dare.
Yeah. She's really creepy.
And she talks in a short staccato. Like, I'm Kendall Long. I'm 26. I'm from Los Angeles. I warn guys about taxidermy because, like, animals are great, but dead animals are forever.
Yeah, they can never leave you.
I didn't Google Ari, but he looks nice. And, like, race car driving, it's dangerous. So, like, maybe I could stuff him later, you know? Like, he'll have a shorter life than any other man because he'll crash, you know? As long as he doesn't burn his face, I can stuff him. Memory foam. Memory foam. Memory foam.
It's so weird to me that all of these girls, to get to the, whatever, 25, 29, I think they started with 29 girls, they, all of them go through intense casting. You know, they go to their house and they go see how they live and they do all the shooting with them. And this is the best they come up with? Like, it's just like, well, we want a weird girl. Oh, she's into taxidermy.
Yeah, they've always got to get the crazy one. And then they make her do things. I think they test them. It's like a test. Like, okay, you played the ukulele. Will you do it on a tree? She's like, well, that's dangerous. No, do it on a tree. Okay, climb up there. If you don't do, you know, how much does this mean to you? And she's like, okay, okay. So she climbs a tree and, like, plays badly. And they're like, all right, you're in.
I remember there was that girl. Who was the one that was supposed to be wacky? From, like, maybe it was Nick's season, and then she never got that wacky. Like, she had so much wacky promise when they did her pre-roll. And yeah. Then we kept waiting for her to be like, I'm just nutty.
Yeah, because they kept playing the clown music, remember? They were like, oh, it's clown music. This girl's crazy. And then it turns out it wasn't clown music. It was just, like, homely music. Like, we're supposed to make fun of her because she's not as hot. That's not nice, Bachelor.
Right. You remember who I'm talking about? She had, like, a really goofy kind of face.
Yeah, because we talked about her like this. I'm wacky. I remember doing that. But
yes. And then nothing ever happened. But remember they kept her around for a while? So I think they're going to keep Kendall around for a while because they're going to keep waiting for her to do something wacky.
Kendall will do something wacky. Okay, but let me tell you what. This is advice to anybody with a ukulele, a guitar, anything portable. No one wants you to whip out your instrument and start playing. Nobody. I don't care if you're in a coffee shop open mic. They only waiting to play themselves. No one wants to hear your ukulele, especially on a tree. This is a park, ma'am. Okay? So she's singing a song and she's like, I like seals when they're alive, but I love them more dead. I'm like, you need to just leave this park. You're scaring everybody. Just go.
She's like, do you have a seal? Can I kill it? People are like, get away from me. What?
She's like purposely throwing those Coke six-pack rings, those plastic rings into the ocean. She's like, I'm going to catch a dolphin one day. So then is this next lady who's talking to a baby and pretending she's happy. She's like, I'm happy, baby. I'm happy. And it's clown music, but it's like tiki lounge music. It's like Hawaiian clown music.
Right.
Oh, this is Becca. Hi, I'm Becca. She has that, like, kind of, but at first she doesn't have this voice. At first she's like, I'm a nanny. I really like affecting children's lives. You know, the best part is helping a kid develop. While I fuck their dad in the laundry room. You know she does.
Oh, you know she does. She's like, my short hair ain't fooling nobody. We all know that.
Every married man remembers Zelda, okay? I'm the princess. I'm going to fuck your father. What do you think of that, baby?
Yeah. So it's so weird, though, because with the short hair, isn't it weird to be on The Bachelor with that short hair these days when everybody has that long hair? It's almost like a crazy political statement.
It is.
Right? Like, yes. Either you're a lesbian or part of the hashtag MeToo movement. Like, only because, but a long time ago, like, you could be cute and have short hair. Like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, I think she's gorge, and I love her short hair, but I do see what you mean. Like, she looks so different from everybody with the long hair with a part in the middle.
Right, it's just so aggressively different. It's like a crazy statement to make. Like, I don't give a fuck.
But I've complained so much about the girls who don't have bangs. Like, look, I don't care if you have a long forehead. No one's perfect. You know, I'm not like look shaming you. I'm just saying get bangs. You know, work with what
Right.
you've got. But this girl,
Right.
I think, has a super little round face. And so if she has longer hair, she'll look like a peanut M&M under there. You know, like she'll look crazy.
I
So
agree.
at least she's trying to work with what she's got.
I agree. I think it looks good. I'm just commenting on the fact that, like,
She's a crazy
it's
person in this cast. Yeah,
crazy.
she sticks out for sure.
Yeah, she's just like daring you to dislike her.
Also, she's someone who actually works as a nanny because all looks of hair aside, you get that haircut because you don't want to get your damn hair pulled every day by those fucking kids. That's what they do. That's why moms get their
Yeah.
hair cut short. Children abuse you, okay? They pull your hair, you get Cheerios in them. So at least she works. At first, I liked
Yeah.
her until she was like, I'm helping a kid develop, but I have to punctuate that with rock climbing. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. And then later, when Ari's like, I like adrenaline or whatever, she's like, yeah, me too. That's why I rock climb. No, you don't. You're not a rock climber the way that a race car driver gets adrenaline.
Yeah,
Like,
that
you
girl,
go to a rock climbing place and climb up a wall
yeah, exactly. You do it
with
at
a rope.
Crunch, okay?
Stop.
You're like
Yeah.
climbing the wall at Curves. That's not the same thing, okay? She's like, I get my adrenaline from Zumba. Like, no, that's not the same thing, okay? Stupid. But I do believe she fucks the dads. That was my first
Oh yeah,
impression.
that's how she gets her adrenaline rush.
Yep, not
I
getting
get my
caught in the
adrenaline
laundry room.
rush by fucking your dad. Oh, okay.
While you're watching Sesame Street,
Yeah.
it's like she's like right behind the couch. It's like, let's just get this done. She might be
Yeah.
coming.
Okay, so next. Oh, so then it's Marique. She's the Kardashian with the eyebrows. And
Stunning.
she's very stunning, but I
Stunningly
feel like
gorgeous.
she comes off as spoiled, you have to admit. She's like,
Well.
Mom, I told you to make the curry. Are you making the curry?
Yeah, she's stunning, and she's like, I own an Indian restaurant, and she walks into it like a
She goes with my
supermodel.
mom. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
and her mom's the only one who worked. You know that girl don't go into work in those heels. No one goes to work like that
Right.
in a restaurant. You can't have your hair down, all that stuff. And her mom's
Right.
like, please leave me alone, okay, my little potato pie. And they're from Salt Lake, which I respect because that's not easy. That's an extremely white place, you know. So that's
Right.
a rough thing. But then I lose respect because her thing opens with her boxing and she hits like a girl, which I know she's a girl, but it's boxing, okay?
Right.
So you could tell it's like the second time she's been. And she's wearing these hot pink gloves. Like, I'm a girl who's boxing like a
Yeah.
girl. It's like, ugh, I don't like you.
And her like Lululemon outfit probably cost $1,000
That her
that
mother
she
cooked
bought,
for.
yes, just for that scene. She's like,
Yes.
Mom, like I need to look really hot. Okay? And her mom's like, but honey, you already look very hot. She's like, no, you don't understand. God, you don't understand anything.
I hope he's ready for my spice. I was like, shut up. What are you gonna do? Just have your mom send you spices? And she's like, I believe in fate. If you want it bad enough, that can. It's like, that's not what fate is. Okay? That's not fate. And then she's like, look, I'm literally crossing a bridge awkwardly while I'm talking about not knowing what fate is. Also, Indian food will give a guy like Ari the shits.
Yeah.
Anybody named Ari shits really hard after Indian food. I'm sorry. It's a
Yeah. And it's like
stereotype, but it's a true one.
and she has such a fake smile. She's like, "Hi, bachelor producers. Mom, put some more potatoes in that. God. Hi.
I'm in it
I'm
for the
really here
mom
to meet
abuse.
Ari." I can't wait. Okay, but next comes my favorite. This is going to be the most trouble that we've had in a while. Crystal meth.
Oh my, this is the only time in the entire episode I had to press pause because there was so much amazing shit coming out of this weirdo's mouth. I think she's really Jessica Tandy under like some like bimbo mask from the 70s. I don't know what her deal is. She just smoked meth, cigarettes,
Right.
She sang death metal, like but she has baby voice too.
Yeah. So she's like, Elby does a great impression.
I'm Coach Crystal, and I can't wait to take you through the beach body workout of the day.
And she's making a selfie video on a beach. She's got, yeah, oh god,
by herself, but it's just, she's just weirdly alone on a beach with a mat. She's like, hey, we're gonna do some crunches. I'm really into fitness and I want to help you.
Her exercise, she's trying to invent this new crystal exercise thing where she's just taking every other class and combining them. She's like, look, it's like a sun salutation and a jumping jack and a Zumba, you know, hip movement. I'm like, what are you? You look crazy. You look fucking crazy. You're amazing.
But she also, she has that demeanor where, which you find out, because she's like, I also like to volunteer for the homeless. And then she's like, when I think about homeless people, I cry.
Yeah.
I just start crying. And my brother, her brother's mentally ill, schizophrenic, right?
Yes. Which is so sad. Like, oh my God.
Right. But the thing that's so weird is, I mean, I think she's clearly mentally ill too, but she has that weird thing where she just cries every time she talks about anything. She's like, I have a dog. I love dogs.
Yeah,
I like exercising and I like helping other people reach their goals.
Yeah, so kind of much. The reason I really like sarcastic, bitter people is because we know it sucks, but once you know it sucks, you can accept it. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's still holding on. I honestly am not making a joke here. I believe if you live as a human being on the same earth as everyone else, we're all mentally ill, okay? It's a crazy place. It hurts. It's painful. We all feel fucking crazy half the time. But it's when you give into it, you're like, fuck it, I'm pooping on the sidewalk, and, you know.
Right.
She's like on that level where she's just doing yoga, smiling. You know, she's got Instagram memes that are like,
today is not tomorrow, it's today, which is why I'm leaving here today in a joint today. See you tomorrow, which is not today, so who cares?
It's like, okay, you're crazy, you know?
But I think every once in a while, there's just a video of her crying for like 2 minutes straight, and then that's it. And then people start contacting her. Crystal, are you okay? What's going on? And she's like, I'm fine. Everything's okay. I just had a moment.
I just want to help people be the best versions of themselves.
I'm like, then why are you smoking 20 packs a day, Crystal? I'm like, I know what you're doing. I hear it in your voice. And she talks about how, you know, her brother went missing and they found him, but he's not ready to be helped yet, which means right, probably homeless, which is so fucking sad when that happens, you know? And she's like, but that's why I volunteer.
Because I want someone like me helping him and, you know, giving them what he needs. So I take little Debbies to homeless people every day, hoping that someone brings them to my brother.
Which is very kind, and I'm not even going to make fun of that. But A, little Debbies, and B, why are you walking up to people who are behind a fence? She's like,
you can't attack me from there. Do you want two little Debbies? I was going to give you one, but I'll give you two.
And they're like rattling the fence, like, get back here, bitch.
I did it. Hopefully somewhere my brother feels hugged.
It's just so sad.
It's really sad, but I'm just concerned about her mental health.
Me too.
And I'm concerned about what's going to happen mid-season with her. I'm really honestly concerned.
Well, thankfully, people like her tend to not kill themselves. They kill other people. So I'm into it. Hopefully she answered Chelsea. She's like,
I've spent so much time diving into other people. It's time to dive into me. My heart guards are off.
Your heart guards were never on. What are you talking about? As a matter of fact, put some heart guards on. Walls
exactly,
up.
Please.
Walls up.
All right, so now it's limo time, and Chris Harrison is...
The dog is not into limo time.
I know. Chris Harrison's starting to look like a wax figure.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he?
But like a wax figure that got hurt in shipping, you know? It's like, like, why didn't you refrigerate this? I'm like, sorry.
Oh, God.
Bless his heart.
Then Ari. I'm a little bit sad that Ari, I mean, look, if we have to watch the whole season, Ari's got to get some kind of personality going because he sounds like he's just reading off a script. He's like, hi, so I'm Ari and I'm really excited. And I hope to meet some girls. I'm kind of nervous, but I think there'll be some beautiful women, and I'm really ready for love.
You know, I was really nervous, and I know what it's like to be nervous, and I just want everyone to know we're in this together, okay? Let's just do this. What are you, coaching little girls softball? Shut up. You're trying to figure out who you want to fuck from this show. Can we just bring on the limos? So they bring on Chelsea first.
So, by the way, Sadie, one of my 10-year-old twins, was like, I wonder if Chris gets excited about getting, like, the girls that Ari gets rid of.
Oh, hell yeah. He's like a Tupperware waiting behind a buffet. Hell yes, he is. He's like, meet me in the porta potty. It's my hotel room.
Like that night after the rose ceremony, he's like, he's looking at them, the ones that don't get picked. He's looking at them like, don't even worry about it. Don't worry. Like, he's like, come on. Don't worry about it. Me, outside.
Yes. Don't. You're always going to be picked by me, baby. Oh, yay. He probably promises them like one of those commercials, like in the middle. He's like, do you want to do the coming next week voiceover? Blowjob. So Chelsea is the first one up. She has Cabbage Patch Kid eyes, first of all.
Carolyn's first. Sorry. Ovalhead.
Oh, Carolyn. Ovalhead.
Ovalhead gets off and says, maybe we'll both be off the market.
I think I was like, so excited. I think I was so excited for the bimbo Chelsea. Crazy person that I just was reveling in it for a while.
It really doesn't matter. Carolyn comes out, then Chelsea. Yeah.
So Chelsea comes out. She has dead person Cabbage Patch Doll eyes.
Yeah.
And she's got this weird little smile where it's like a beauty queen smile where it's like, I'm smiling, but I'm not smiling and I hate you. And it only goes to show the front of her teeth. Like, I don't know if she's trying to hide the back teeth. I don't know what's happening, but it's a very tight smile. And yes. It's super awkward. And she's like, hi. She talks in baby voice whenever she talks to a man. She's like, hi, are you ready? Because there's a whole lot of awesome in here to discover. But you're going to have to really, really be an adventurer and dig to find it or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, because I have what I'm trying to say is that I have a very dark side that I'm not going to tell you anything about until episode 4.
I'd like a mystery in a dinner theater, and you'll find out at dessert if someone at your table actually did it. Okay? Okay. So she walks off, and Ari just looks after her, and he goes, whoa, she is interesting.
Oh, God.
I wrote down everything he said after these girls. So the Hawaiian music plays again, and it's Kendall. Who's that?
Yeah, Steffi. Steffi comes out. She seems normal, but we all know she does taxidermy.
Well,
why
do the editors play Hawaiian tiki music for the taxidermy girl? Is it the ukulele?
I think, yes. She plays the ukulele. She's the ukulele in a tree girl.
I want to hear Norman Bates music, like the Psycho theme. I don't want to concentrate on the ukulele. I want to concentrate on the stuffing animals thing, you know?
Exactly. So then we have Cien. Right?
It's pronounced wrong. I mean, it's spelled wrong again. It's spelled S. I might be wrong on this. Let me look her up. Cien. This will be a 10-hour podcast, damn it.
She's the African-American one that looks way too sophisticated to be on this show. She's really pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She's very normal looking.
Her eyebrows are perfect.
Yeah.
Her hair is gorgeous. Her smile is beautiful. But she spells her name wrong. She spells it Seinne. That's not Cien. That's sign. Or signy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'm not making up English. I'm just saying.
Then Tia comes out. Ha! Then Bibiana.
Can I ask you a question? Because you're smart. Who says, elephants are my favorite animal? That was one of my favorite lines. Someone brought him elephant. I think it was Sienna or Sign who brought him cufflinks of elephants. And she's like,
yes.
Elephants are my favorite animal. They stay put on tiny useless ropes. They have huge ears to listen to me. They eat peanuts with their nose. Like, who picks an elephant as their favorite animal?
And
she's like,
they
be
let
an
themselves
elephant.
Go gray naturally. Like, they don't even care. They don't even touch up their roots. They're just gray.
And Ari's...
whatever, they're cool with it.
Ari's opinion is, she's beautiful. Also, I like gifts. So, could we tell everybody else?
And he's like, well, if she likes elephants going gray, then she won't mind my going gray.
He's like, wait until she sees me carry a donkey on my back. She's going to be amazed.
So then Tia, ha! I'm friends with Raven.
Ha, did you know that Raven got a long stick to help her hang things? Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
Now, is she the one that brought the penis?
No, the girl from Wiener, Arkansas did.
Is that her?
Yeah, she's like, I'm from Arkansas. I'm from Wiener, Arkansas. Here's a tiny wiener. Please tell me you don't have a tiny wiener. And he's like, no, I don't. But of course he does. He would be married by now.
Aww.
Sorry, everybody. I'm not penis shaming. But I'm not married either, so what does that tell you? So then I wrote Laura Palmer Chelsea. Okay, if Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks wasn't murdered horribly on the show, she would have grown up to be an awful, awful, horrible person, okay? She wasn't very nice on the show. And this Chelsea girl really does look like her. And she goes, I can't smile. I can't stop smiling from ear to ear. It's like, your smile barely even opens. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You have no lip span going on at all with your smile.
Work on that.
Yeah, so she starts getting really bitchy really fast.
Yes. She's like, a tiny wiener. Who does that? I would never do that, which is why I'm going to win. So then, Bibiana.
Yeah, she comes out, and I just wrote down, she didn't do her hair at all.
Uh-uh.
And she's desperate for a kid. She's like, I want to have some babies with you.
Yeah, she doesn't even care who it is. She's like, oh, hola. I was like, oh, no, don't say that to a totally white person like this, you know? He hears that when he goes to, like, El Compadre, okay? He doesn't understand. He's going to just expect chips the whole time. He's too white for this, Bibiana. Open with English. She's like, hola, tengo un pashmina with a button in the middle, okay? I'm so excited. I've been thinking of you. You have my heart racing. Get it? Racing, because you race, right? I don't know. I Googled it. Oh, my God. All I could think when I looked at him, my babies will have blue eyes.
But she also, it's like she put her hair in a really loose bun that's kind of coming out, but not with tendrils. It's just sort of coming out of the bun. And it looks like, what have you been doing? House cleaning all day? Like, what? I mean, this is day one. This is your getting out of the limo. Like, you could have borrowed any one of their curling irons and done your hair.
But I think when you're looking for a husband or a wife and they can really rock the casual look, you should go for that because that's what you're seeing every day, you know?
I guess, but...
Like, this girl knows how to use a Swiffer, is what I'm saying. She's going to yell at you a lot, but she's going to be a good wife.
She's going to yell at you a lot in Spanish. Yeah.
She will. She's that girl who's like, why didn't you text me back? What were you doing? Where were you? Who were you talking to? Oh, business lunch? Oh, really? Business lunch? Oh, so no one's phone rings at lunch at business? Really? Do phones just stop working? That's her. I
Swiffer for you.
She's
like, I've just been here cleaning your toilet. Well, guess what? You could clean your own toilet.
I sewed a button onto this pashmina for you.
All right. So then is Bree, the sports reporter. And
she throws a ball at him. Like, what are you trying to see if he's gay or not? Who does that? She's like, thank God you caught it. I'll stay. Get out of here.
Yeah. Then so, Jenny, graphic designer.
Ari's like, God, every limo is full of rhyming people or people with keychains and tiny penises or stalkers or sticker orderers. Because one girl came with a sticker that's like, Ari for president. He's like, but I got cufflinks. So this is going great so far, guys.
So then Brittany, who looks like she spells her name. Her name looks like Britain. Brittane. That's wrong. That's 18 kinds of wrong. Don't do that.
Why would you make your child suffer through that at the DMV? Because you know they're always going, Britain. She's like, it's Brittany. And they're like, no, it's not. Because the DMV ain't going to lie to you to make you feel better. It's just child abuse.
She comes waltzing in like she doesn't even know her name is spelled wrong. And she's like, I brought you a bumper sticker. That's the one that says nice butt.
Yeah, you've got a Flickr account. Okay, let's get married.
Yeah.
When Crystal, did we say Crystal already?
Crystal, we already did. No, Crystal's coming in after Jacqueline.
Okay.
Jacqueline comes in. She's the one who has like the funky eyes that you think is really gorgeous, that you think looks like Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah. I think she's beautiful and too good for this show. And she knows it, which I like.
Yeah, she's sort of smart, but she's going to be the one who's always in the friend zone.
Yeah.
She's the one who says later, I don't want to therapize you. And he's like, that's okay. I like that.
Yeah. I think she's the one who friend zones herself because she's not desperate for him. Like, I don't see her crying and being like, oh my God, but I loved him. I think she's thinking, I'm going to be a social media maven and have so many likes if I stay on the show till the end. So I'm going to just give advice to this guy and, you know, make right. him think that he has a chance.
Yeah, could be.
But as I've already admitted, I'm always wrong. So don't worry, everybody. Where's Hot Crystal, the homeless stalker? I want Crystal.
She's next. Yeah, so then Crystal comes in. And I immediately was like, by the end of the season, she's getting hospitalized. Yeah. I'm sorry, but she is. She just came in. Hi. Hi.
Well, she got wifey music. The music stops. And then it's like garage band plink from a guitar. Garage band plink. And it's she comes out to fairy music. And she's like, hi-ya. Like she's one of those girls who puts the A at the end of everything. And she's like, I just want to be that girl who, like, her stepmom makes her clean up stuff, but then she goes to, like, the dance in a pumpkin, and then, like, everything's great. I just want to help you be the best version of yourself. Put your hand on your heart. Take a second. Do you feel the liquid in there? It's because you used to be a smoker. Forgive yourself. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and he doesn't seem that scared.
Mm-mm. He's like, you're crazy. Yeah. She's like, when I give you little Debbie brownies and a blowjob, you're really going to understand who I am. How do you feel right now? And he's like, relaxed and ready for a blowjob. Is this what you were trying to do? You're like the best stripper ever.
So then Nisha comes out, but forget her because she's not lasting.
Aww.
And, oh, Nisha.
Sorry, Nisha.
Then Valerie comes out. She's wearing a yellow dress, but she has like dyed red hair. And I thought these women, I understand that they don't get a stylist until later in the season, but shouldn't they just have one stylist who's on standby who can go like yellow dress? No.
Red hair? No. I mean, they don't get a stylist, but surely they have mirrors in the house. I mean, who says that? Look, I know that color wheels are from the 80s, but there is something to be said for going to Dillard's and asking what your colors are. Okay.
Yeah. Or just come out of a dressing room, even if you're alone, and go yay or nay. And people are going to be honest. They're going to go absolutely not.
Yes. No. Take a gay or ask the oldest person who works at the counter because I don't give a shit anymore. They can't get fired. They'll just say you look like shit. Wear something better. Stop trying to impress people with the color of your hair. Okay. Like people don't care about that. You look desperate when you make it that dramatic, you know?
You look like a very desperate banana. And it's not working for you.
You look like a ginger and a banana at the same time. Yeah. It's like two of the worst things.
Ginger banana. Those are not flavors that go together. So, okay. Then I was predicting that she doesn't last through this rose ceremony, but she did. I was surprised. But I am predicting she doesn't last through the next one.
Well, here's what I think he's doing. I think he's picking the ones he actually wants to make out with, and then he's picking the ones that he can actually talk to for a while he's trying to make. It seems like he's picking the winners very quickly, and then the other ones he's like, well, I have to make out with you at some point. So, I mean, at least we could talk about hair dye. I'm into that.
Right.
Isn't it Becca the nanny with the classic car she stole from the last dad she boned?
Yes.
Is she next?
Yes, if she comes in. And says, I may be young, but I can appreciate something classic.
Because she's driving a classic car.
Which I thought was very rude. Because I don't understand how you can say that to The Bachelor. I mean, I'm not saying he's young, but he's only 36.
Yeah, he's not that old. It's like young
people. He's not 60. He's not a classic. He's not an antique. And that's what you're implying. And I felt like that was rude. And she can't read the room.
Yeah, but she's trying to fuck old guys all the time. So that she's like, I can appreciate your old convertible old guy. Also, I like really dangly balls down to the knees and like back hair, you know. She's just doing what she knows. I remember being younger and asking my dad, what was the Depression like? He's like, how old do you think I am? Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, that's good.
And Becca's like, well, look, I don't know him because she has a smoky, like, weird voice. Yeah. She's like, I don't know him, but... he has an energy. Okay. I'm really excited. I want to talk to him more. He's like, wow, I really like cars. Well, thanks for chiming in, Ari.
Yeah, and I just can't decide if she's pretty. I mean, I think she is, but because she has these big eyes, but then I can't decide. I don't know.
I think she's stunningly beautiful, but she does work the youth thing, like with her short hair and her like pixie way about her, and she acts really sweet and innocent, but she's the one who turns and back talks behind everyone's back, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Those people are tricky. They're like, "Look, I'm so innocent," and then they have like a shank, you know?
Yeah.
Made out of a toothbrush.
Yeah. So then, okay, so right after this, single mom is pissed. And we start to really see her catty side. And she goes, so my concern is that he has a lot of girls to choose from. Well, it's The Bachelor. Hey, you knew there was going to be 29. How is that a concern? This just came up on your list of concerns? Like, of all the things going on The Bachelor that concerned you, you just figured out that it was that he has a lot of girls to choose from.
I didn't know we were allowed to rent cars as props. Why didn't anybody tell me that? This is unfair. I deserve this. I'm a single mother.
Yeah. I have to drive because I have kids. I have a kid, at least one. So I should have a car. Why don't I have a car?
She's also doing the Stassi thing from Vanderpump Rules, where she's like, everybody's acting like a slut, so I'm going to wear a turtleneck.
Yes.
A turtleneck bathing suit. I was like, what are you going to announce the iPhone 10? Get out of here with this. Just stop, you know? So then we get one of my favorites, Jessica, the television host.
No, but in between that was Jenna.
Oh,
who
Jenna,
I thought was going to be foreign, because it seemed like she was talking weird. And then all of a sudden I'm like, no, she's just talking.
You're right. She spoke in an accent at first. At first she was like, I hope there's no one else though. And then she's like, hi, I'm a social media. I was like, wait a minute, Sybil. Who are you?
I know, that was weird, right? Was she doing that on purpose?
I noticed it too. I wrote fake accent dropped. Maybe she just thought, oh, it's not working. You know, he didn't understand me.
Right.
I wrote no white girl.
Maybe all the girls in the limo were talking her into it. They were like, you should do that accent. That is so adorable. And she did it for a second. Then she was like, those bitches were trying to sabotage me.
Yeah, I'm not committing to this. So she's like, I'm really happy with my life. But one thing missing is a driver. Okay, look, you're not happy with your life. You're on The Bachelor. Okay? This is like last stop. This is the last stop on the A train, okay? You're not happy. Just admit it. She's like, let's take over the world together with tweets. Ari's like, wow, she's so pretty. Now.
Is that,
What were you going to ask?
Now is Jessica the TV host, right?
I wish she stayed. Spoiler alert, she gets kicked off. But I really wanted her to stay because she is so that girl in like commercial class who's like, I'm going to be a television host. Here I am on The Bachelor, on the set. I'm getting out of limo. I'm talking to Ari. Is that a faux hawk? He brought it back. Ari, how does it feel with a faux hawk? You're The Bachelor. How do you feel? It's like, please stay.
She's like, I'm going to give you a gratitude rock. She was like, I was in the limo and I was just feeling grateful. Nobody finds that sexy.
And guess what else no one finds sexy? Rocks. Gratitude rock. What the fuck is that? She's like, when you feel it in your pocket, remember, you were on the red carpet with me, Jessica, the television host.
She's the girl that all her friends are like, I really like Jessica and she's funny, but she's so on all the time.
Yeah, she's that girl who's like, oh my God, thank you for coming to my birthday party. Here we are at my birthday party. So far, Mary's come in. She's wearing a beautiful dress by Chico's. Mary, what do you have to say about my part? It's like, shut up, okay? That's a girl who's like, I did Pilates for this. I do everything right. Why didn't I win?
Yes. She's like, who wants hummus?
Okay, so sad music and a montage of girls trying really hard, basically.
Then Marique Eyebrows comes in. She's like, hello. What's this? Yeah, she's spicy.
I like that you made her a total like villain voice. I like that. To me, she talks like they all have baby voice this season. She's like, oh my God, hi. I hope I can put some spice in your life. Do you like curry? I love potatoes. Let's make a potato pie and dip it in green cilantro sauce. What do you think? He's just like, none of that rhymes, but you're gorgeous. So thanks.
Then I wrote down that somebody named Olivia comes out, but I don't even remember there being a contestant named Olivia. Do you?
No, and that's an intelligent person's name, so there will not be. Oh, Olivia. Yeah, she's. I mean, she's cute. I don't
Which
remember.
Which one was
her.
She? I have
I'm
no,
on the website.
No memory.
I'm on the website. That's how I don't remember her, and I'm looking at her picture. So that's where
oh,
we.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So fuck her.
She probably Rebecca. Has blonde curly hair. So okay. Then comes
Rebecca. Mom. There's a girl named Rebecca who comes out, and she's like, "Okay, do what I say." And he's like, "Okay." She's like, "Get down on your knees." He's like, "Okay." So he gets down on one knee, and she's like, "Now take this ring." And he takes it. She's like, "Now propose to me." It's like, "Wait a minute." I think that's illegal.
Yeah, he kind of likes that though. But meanwhile, right before that, mom is like, "Yeah, I don't. There's so many girls he's meeting tonight." And so many different personalities. Yes, another good, great comment from the mom.
Yeah.
What's up with all these girls he's meeting? They all have different personalities. Like, I thought we would all have the exact same personality and that that would be more, like, level the playing field. This is wrong. And I'm going to – who do I need to talk to? I need to talk to one of the producers. Who booked these people with different personalities?
I'm not the kind of person that cares that people have different personalities, but there's too many personalities, okay? Like, I'm not the kind of person who's pushy, but get out of my way. Can I interrupt?
Yeah. She's like, normally I don't complain about different personalities, but just in this case, I need to say, like, there's too many different personalities.
Then there's right, another then, girl. Is this the spray tan girl?
I don't know, but all the Laurens are going to come in now.
Oh, it's the Lauren montage. So this girl comes in. She's wearing a dress and, like, a tied bikini top, which is really weird. And she's like, hi! It's like, whoa, whoa. Can I bum whatever you're smoking, because it sounds amazing. And then he's like, okay, hi, go away. And she goes, I feel like I made a good impression. He'll remember me. I'm in a bikini top.
I wrote that down too, that she's like, I think I made a good impression. Sad. Sad.
Sad.
Then, okay, then Lauren, the second Lauren comes in and I had nothing to say about her.
I wrote down positive garage band loops. It's like, blink. Blink, 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 blink. Happy Lauren. I also wrote down that she has 10 nipples because she's wearing one of those dresses like with an inside nipple. But then her nipples are showing. And I was like, oh, you're scaring the guy. You know?
Yeah.
Check a mirror. Check a mirror.
All I wrote down for the next Lauren, Lauren B, I just wrote the third Lauren is pretty. So that's...
I'd like to give a rose to the pretty Lauren.
I was getting Lauren burnout at that point. By the last Lauren... Sadie just goes, wow, it's like Planet Lauren. It's like, yeah, Lauren G.
I wrote, so then, this is like that Michael Keaton clone movie. It's like, how many, like, mediocre Michael Keatons do we need? You
know? So then the mom is like, four Laurens walk into a room and none of them get chosen.
It's like the ending to a joke, but it's real. I was like, that's not even the ending to a joke. You know, it's the beginning of the joke. Four Laurens walk into a room, and then you say the joke. You know? She's like, that's the ending to the joke. I'm like, you're a terrible single mother. Terrible.
Yeah. And she's so mean.
Yeah. I hate this girl.
None of them get chosen. Eh.
Eh. I'm still mad about the wheat bread and peanut butter.
Me too. I'm so mad at her.
So some
Go
girl
to Trader
brings...
Joe's and get some soured something else besides that.
Yes. Or,
you know what? Go to Ralph's and get some Wonder Bread.
Like exactly. That's what a straight guy likes. White bread or children. That's what children like. Processed food, soft bread, and you know, processed peanut butter. Not natural. It tastes gross to kids.
Why are you ruining their childhood?
Yes. You bring your children up on corn syrup, okay?
Thank you.
Stupid Lauren.
All right. So then Ashley comes in. I didn't have any idea who she was, but my kids reminded me that we like her.
I don't remember her either. And we're going so long. Should we start? But there's so much good stuff here.
Okay, Brittany T comes in and starts talking Dutch. And it's terrible.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to know the time. Even though that's Swiss. Okay, so
Amber.
Now the girls.
Amber owns a spray company.
A spray tan. Oh, you don't say Amber. A spray tan company. You look like a Werther's Original candy, okay?
She's like... I see a lot of assholes, and I'm hoping you're not one.
Also, why do you have so many sunspots if you own a spray tan company?
Yeah, it's
weird,
uneven.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So then Allie comes in. She's kind of strange looking and she's like, smell my pit. Oh. And I was like, oh, I hope there's a really good punchline to this because that's really creepy. And no, that was it.
Yeah, the girls were all being American Idol judges and judging everybody who was coming in, like their gimmicks.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a lame gimmick. An armpit? Who wants to smell that? The race car? Oh my God, that girl's going to win. Well, that girl brought him a slice of pizza. She's in. Like, they were scoring the bad
sketches. Bibliana. Bibliana's talking shit about the girl who says she sees assholes, but she doesn't even do her hair. I was like, Bibliana, do something with your hair other than the loose bun before you start talking shit about somebody else's presentation.
Do I need to repeat? I sewed a button on a pashmina, okay? You want a piece of me?
So then, this is funny. Annalise comes in, and she's wearing the Batgirl, the mask.
Girl, that's like a fancy Hamburglar.
She's like, everybody's jealous of me because I was wearing a costume. Except that it's literally just a cat eye mask that hides like 1% of her face.
Yeah. And you're hiding the best part because once she takes it off in like 20 hours, she's much prettier. Because this, you only see her smoking lines on her mouth. I'm like, why are you making yourself look like this? And she's like, I'm wearing this because I'm the kissing bandit. I steal hamburgers from Ronald McDonald and kisses. I'm like, A, that's assault. And B, Ari's not going to find that funny now because it's 2018 and stealing kisses is assault even for Ari. You can't be the kissing bandit. Who does that?
And also, by the way, she wasn't dressed like a bandit. She should have worn one of those actual like a that's like a scarf that like goes that has eye holes cut out. She's wearing like a mask that you wear to a ball.
Yeah, that's one of those masquerade masks like where your friend has a masquerade, but you didn't buy a mask. So they have like a bunch from the dollar store. They make you wear those.
Like for your photo booth. Like when you order one of those photo booths for your party and they have like 18 of those in all different colors.
Yes. She's like, on your way out, here's a bag. Pack it with different candies that we've ordered.
But I'm just saying, she's not even doing it right. I had no idea what she was even talking about. It took me a while to figure out that she's the kissing burglar.
The kissing bandit, because that was his nickname, apparently. That's called rape, okay? So I hate her mask, and the girls all hate it, because they're like, are you going to rob us? Are you, what's going on? You know? And she's like, guys, I'm not sure how long I should leave my mask on, because like, I don't want to reveal my face until exactly the right time.
It's like, we can see your face.
Yeah, we see your face. Your eyes are so much prettier than your smoking smile. What are you doing? Why don't you put a mask over your mouth, okay? I'd like you much better then.
So then Mikkel, the photographer, the pseudo photographer, pulls up in the race car. So, and everybody freaks out.
Is there parking at this mansion? Where are all these cars going?
I don't know, but then the mom,
parking in Encino Mansions.
Mean mom's like, she came last, so I guess she wants to finish last.
Oh, good one, single mom.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like all these different people with all these different entrances. That's not what I signed up for.
These like, are the loudest entrances.
They should have made everybody have the same entrance.
I like that she was just mad about the noise. Like, that was her thing. She's like, oh my God, that was loud. Okay? My baby is sleeping. Okay? This is a cul-de-sac. Okay? You could kill a baby. Did you not see the sign, children sleeping, deer creeping? Okay?
So Ari comes in. And he's just like, hey, everybody, this is going to be really great. And I was like, I was on the other side of it. He says all the stupid cliches. And then Mean Mom is like, excuse me, but can I talk to you?
Immediately.
Immediately. And she's like, I'm serious about what I'm doing. And there are some sacrifices that I made. Okay. Also, I'm very mysterious. You need to know that. I'm super mysterious. And then Mikkel shows up. And she's like, can I talk to you? With her blonde hair. And then Mean Mom is like, what just happened?
Of course, I got cut off by the race car girl. Kind of loud, don't you think? Kind of loud.
And I was super excited because the other women were onto her already.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, okay.
Well, she doesn't hide it. Like, she sits with the, she's like, hey, girls, I'm a single mom and I've got to do something special. if I go first, that'll make him remember me, right? I'm going to go first. What do you girls think? And they're like, well, I mean, we don't care. No, this is my strategy. I'm going to go first. I'm going to do it. So then later, someone's like, do you think it was a good idea to go first?
I because know.
It was so long ago, trying to be a bitch. And she's
right.
like, you're
that
right.
That was the nanny.
Yeah,
that was
she's
the
like,
nanny.
That wasn't the right strategy. I'm going to go back again. And she's thinking, the nanny's like, this, she's trying to set her up. Like, she's going to look so thirsty, he's going to kick her off. You know,
right, right.
And she does it, and
it backfired.
Yeah, as it always does on the nanny. You don't win as the nanny. You don't win the husband as the nanny. Okay, you win the husband as like some girl pretending that she doesn't need him as badly in a bar.
Right. So then we have a bunch of little scenes from around the house. Like, there was one good one with the three black girls are on the couch with Batgirl. Three black girls and then the girl with the cat eye mask, and they're asking each other if they've dated interracially before.
Yeah, and I like that girl because she's like, I have. It has never worked, but, you know, I could try it again. He's pretty cute. It's like, you go, girl. I like when the Indian girl goes, first girls are the thirst girls.
Yes. Yes.
So Chelsea, when Chelsea does get her one-on-one time, she's like, wait, is this Chelsea? I might have the wrong girl, but I think it's Chelsea. She goes, this is the last time I'll be your first time. I want to be your last first time. And I was like, that sounds like a threat. Like it sounds like you're threatening to murder him.
Yes.
And she tells us.
She is.
Yeah.
That was Chelsea.
Yeah. She's like, at the end of the day, I'm not a rude person. Okay. I just want to say that I got to know him first so I can say I've known him the longest when we start fighting later or whatever. and Ari's like, you know, there's something mysterious about you. I think it's that whole way you rode in on a bicycle and talked about your neighbor being accused of murder. I love that, Jessica Fletcher. She's like, there's a lot to find out.
A lot. It's mysterious. But mystery is what keeps things interesting.
And he goes,
oh my God.
He goes, you said you made a sacrifice. Who did you sacrifice to get here? Your child? A goat? Like what? Your job? She's like, you'll find out at the end of commercial break 5. Jeez.
So then Brittany... one of the Britneys who I think we liked off her application. She's the one who wants to raise corgis. They drive around in little cars on the patio. And then I guess if she won or he won, they were going to have a little kiss. So they have like this teeny little kiss. And then this was funny. She just comes in and she's like, girls, I got a kiss. It was amazing. His lips were like clouds. And everyone is so pissed.
Yeah, because that was the first one. And they're like, I didn't know you could bring tiny remote control cars.
Yeah.
Like, when did the rules get written to this season and why didn't I get them?
Yeah, Chelsea's like, excuse me? I didn't get a kiss. And then Becca starts egging her on. She goes, didn't you only get like a few seconds with him?
She's like, go, keep interrupting.
Yeah.
Mikkel at one point goes up to him. She's like, I'm Mikkel. I like, I don't know, like food, air, water, you know, the regular stuff. And he's like, that's great. And then she walks away and she tells the camera, she's like, I wish it went different. Like, I don't remember it. So that's not good. Like, wait, what happened? Nope. Don't remember.
She's out of her mind too.
Yes.
So then we have a scene with Steffi who's serenading him on the ukulele. And then Ovalhead.
Well, it wasn't about a dead seal, so good for you. She wasn't singing about the dead seal, so it's called an effort.
But then I enjoyed this. There was a scene where one of the Laurens gives him pineapple. Remember this part? And then she's like, I'm going to put some fruit in your mouth. And he's like, what? What? She's like, what is that? What is that in your mouth? And he's like, pineapple? She goes, yeah, that's my safe word.
Pineapple.
And then she goes, everybody wants their time. Everybody wants their shine. That was a good one.
It's the worst taste test ever. It's like, what is this pineapple? I mean, that's pretty specific. It's pretty strong there.
Yeah. So then Jenna comes in with some kind of a foot bath.
Oh,
and
God.
Immediately starts seeming bipolar to him.
Yeah, she's just like, oh my God, do you know what I like? Balloons, outside. I like couches. You know what else I do? I like skipping. Do you know how to skip? It took me a long time to learn how to skip, but I really like it. Like, I like people when they're positive, and if they're not positive, I try and make them positive. What do you think of this foot rub? And he's like, no one's ever rubbed my feet. You've got a perfect pedicure. You've got a pedicure with actual clear paint on your toes. Don't act like this is that weird.
But then at least it gives him the only bit of personality he's had. He's like, I couldn't understand what she really does. Like, does she do social media or does she own a pedicure shop? I'm trying to figure her out. Because I can't figure her out, I think I want to keep her around.
Yeah.
Which translation, these women she's are, crazy. Yes. The producers want him to keep her around.
These women are all so deep. I like that he's like, God, she seems mysterious. She's not mysterious. The first thing she did was take off your shoes and socks and start rubbing your feet. Like, if anybody is transparent, it's that girl.
Right.
But this is the point where it's getting late. So he starts doing this thing when he talks. He starts moving his head. Did you notice? So, like, he's kind of rolling his head around, like, not with attitude, but you'll notice now that I've pointed it out, everybody. He talks like, well, that girl is mysterious. And his head's, like, constantly moving. Not as wacky as a bobblehead, but watch for it. You're going to die.
Yes. But then we go right to Mask Girl, who's like, I've had the mask on the whole time. He must be so confused. He's never seen me without the mask.
It's not, it's like, Phantom of the Opera, okay?
No, we get your face. We see what it's all about.
Please be burned under there. I was like, please have like a horrible issue with your skin or something that you've been hiding so you can see if he really loves you, you know?
And then it's so dramatic. He takes her mask off super dramatically and she looks exactly the same. Yeah. I know. I was hoping that too. Like, just, she would just be completely scarred.
She's way, way, way prettier without it, but not that much. It's not like, no one was like, wow. He was like, oh, you took off your mask, you know? It's like, why are you wearing your sunglasses inside? That's weird. You know, it was like normal. And then she goes into the most uninteresting rant. She's like, my name is like Michaela or something. I like peaches and sunshine. It's like, oh God, just put the mask back on. At least the Phantom of the Opera has good songs, you know?
Exactly. So then we get a little scene with Jacqueline, your favorite Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Was that the therapizing scene?
I don't think, the Gossip Girl. Yeah, she's like, so faux hawks. What made you do that? And he's like, well, you know, I picked it out of a catalog. It looked good. So, your dad, do you get along? Yeah, I like my dad. So, have you noticed that one of your legs is shorter than the other? Oh, whoa, I'm not trying to, you know, therapize you, but I have standards, so.
Yeah.
You're and on The, like, Bachelor.
He's completely not into her.
She's gorgeous, so, but I don't think he wants to get deep right now, you know?
No.
He's like, I'm not going to get deep with you, rando. So then we have another montage of girls getting desperate because it's almost time for roses. So they're like, oh my God, what do we do? I'm going to do wings. I'm going to sing a song for Manny. I'm going to fly. Like, you can't fly, but I'll try. And it's sad.
It's so sad. So is this when... Okay, this is where the girl totally goads Mean Mom for having gone first.
Yeah, she's and then, like, with so that she's wise, like, yeah, because I'm gonna who's going to remember you? Yeah.
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 And she does, and he falls for it. So she goes over there and gets with him, and she's like, hey, remember me? Oh, what were you going to butt?
But meanwhile, Crystal Meth is the one who's talking. Right. That's the one she interrupts.
Yes. Yeah. And he She's goes, I want to know everything about you. And she goes, I'm a Scorpio.
She goes, I'm a Libra.
I'm a Libra.
Yeah. There you go. Case closed.
And then she goes, here's the story of my life. And then the single mom's like, hi, I'm a single mom. I need to get in here right now. My baby's about to shit all over the family bathroom. Okay? Move.
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah. Like, a lot of these girls have had a lot more time with you, and I deserve it, too. He's like, okay. I feel like her whole vibe is that scene with Glenn Close in a, you know, that movie.
Fatal Attraction?
Where she's sitting on the floor just turning the lights off and on, listening to Madame Butterfly. Like, it's after she's just hit a bottom with her stocking. That's her. I feel like she's just like already sad.
Yeah, except this girl's sitting on the floor, like making peanut butter sandwiches. Like, who are these even for? What's the point?
Yes.
What's the point? And the girls are like trying to dogpile Ari. And this is where we see the brown girl, the spray tan girl. She's like, actually, I own a spray tan company. We know, okay? We figured, okay? And then someone tries to interrupt her and she goes, I literally just like literally sat down. Like, literally.
Yeah, but we forgot that Mean Mom starts making out with him.
Yes, I hate that he's that easy. Our guy is really this easy. She's like, hi, remember me? I have a mystery. He's like, oh my God, yeah. You know what? Puzzles aren't worth it unless you put them together. She's like, yeah, I'm a puzzle.
Yeah. Then she makes out. Like, are you gonna tell me now? And she's like, two more commercials. And he's like, oh, okay. She's like, let's make out. Yeah. And she looks at the camera and she goes, my job is done.
Hopefully he'll do his part. What does that mean?
Ugh. Hate her so much.
She's the worst. But I love when women like this trick stupid men like that. He's like, okay, let's make out. Why not? It's like 4 a.m.
Doesn't she have any idea that he's going to watch this back eventually?
Yeah, but she doesn't think of her. People who are awful don't think of themselves as awful. Like, they have no idea. She just thinks, like, I deserve it. I'm the hottest. I'm a single mom. He likes single moms. He's mine. You know?
I guess.
But she's terrible. And you know her secret, right? Her big mystery. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno. It's like something stupid that she learned like off a commercial. Like, it's going to be the most shallow thing ever.
Right. Well, or is it going to be that she has a kid? You're like stunned silence. You're like, oh my God, I never even thought of that.
Well, that's like the worst secret. Because I always advise my girlfriends, you know, don't wait for like a dramatic time to say you're pregnant. Just say it. Like,
right.
But it could be. Who knows?
For
what about
some guys?
Oh, sorry.
That
go
you
ahead.
Meet. Well, just sometimes when you meet a guy, being pregnant could be a deal breaker. Not every guy, I'm not saying, but
could
some guys
be,
don't
but
like that.
But some guys are like, I wanted a kid, but you're also going to get child support. You know, like there are thrifty people like me. Like, if I meet somebody already with a child, I'm going to be like, sweet, I don't have to pay for a surrogate. Like, this is
right.
great.
Right.
So you never know. I think some guys just like pushy girls, and she's a really, really pushy girl.
Yeah. So we have a lot more to go. Okay. So then
we can speed. I won't talk 9 hours about every
little
thing.
Which is pretty funny. And, you know, she's like, she does an impression of her. I can't even remember. I didn't write down what she says, but she starts doing her like, you're the first girl. You're really loud. Hey. So I liked her for that.
I like her that she's a shit talker, but she's really fake. That girl's a bad friend, so I hope she goes down.
Oh, terrible. Then there's a girl who's an artist, and she draws a picture of him, which is sort of dumb.
She drew a picture of James Dean. That's like someone coming up to me being like, I drew you, and it's George Clooney. Of course I'd be flattered, but it's not me.
So then we have the scene with the TV host who's like, so guess what? My dad met you. And he would approve of you, but he passed away. So, introducing my dad's spirit, his ghost, who's here again, meeting you because I really want him to meet you because I really, really want my dad to have met my fiance.
First of all, you sat around watching The Bachelor with your dad as an adult. That's odd. Your dad rooted for Ari. That's odd.
Yeah.
Your dad met, where did they meet? Was your dad working at a gas station? Did he pass him at an airport? Like, a random meeting with your dad, that's what you're going to hang everything on? She's like, well, here we are on the red carpet. My dad's still dead. What do you think, Ari? You ready to get married? My dad would love it.
I know. I feel like there was more to it, which is why she calls herself a TV host. Like, maybe he was a TV host. But that she didn't get around to, like, it didn't seem good to name
He's
drop.
Dick Clark.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling, here's what I think. I think that he was some kind of like a host, but not well known at all. So then it would be way too much explaining.
Yes.
Like, she'd have to be like, well, my dad, well, he's a host, but for like a local news channel, like in New Mexico. So you were there doing a thing and he sort of said hi to you. And anyway, don't worry about it. It was on a channel. It's a local channel. Don't.
Because I'm in the news. Here I am at the news. Hey, guess what the weather is? 80 degrees. I know, because I listened to my good friend, the weatherman, while I was doing the news. No. She's too positive. People don't like fake positivity, you know?
Right.
They like real positivity. And someone like Ari has already been interviewed by TV people so many times. Ari, hi! I watched every episode. So what was it like dating Julianne? It's like, that's not even my show, you know?
Right. So then we get the scene that we tore apart in our bonus, but you can hear it again now, where Becca is out on the back of the car, which, how long did it take to set up that shot with the lighting? Probably the whole evening. She's just like, when are we getting to my scene where I'm going to sit on the back of the Mustang?
I stole the dad's black Amex to get this thing. We're going to make it work.
So she sits on the car and she does this really affected, like she would hair flip, except for her hair's too short. She's like super flirty and kind of looking at him from like with her head tilted down to the side, though, and like looking up at him to the side.
She's like, upstaging.
Yeah.
She's upstaging and leaning back.
You can't live without.
Oh, three things you can't live without. Hey, if you had a dinner with famous people, who would it be? Shut up, lady.
Yeah.
She's like leaning back, so he has to turn his head and lose his shot to look at her. And then he's like, so, remember when you called me old? And she's like, no, I was saying I like classic things. He's like, that's calling me old, basically. And she's like, well, what makes you excited? And he's like, excitement. She goes, oh, excitement makes you excited?
Stupid.
Yeah. Like, you're an idiot.
He's like, well, I mean, you know, it gives me adrenaline. Like, I like adrenaline. So do I. I'm a rock climber, you know.
I like adrenaline when no one else can see it. In the back of a laundry room while people are asleep and could walk in at any moment. Or a mountain far away from people where I could fall off my rope and die. He's like, I'm too old for that. I know, old guy. But I like that she's sassy.
Yeah, you're going back and forth on her, which I like. We'll see.
I'm a hypocrite. I never stick with an opinion. I'm a flip-flopper.
Yeah. So then Brittany is like, Brittany's the one who was on the cars, drove the little motorized cars and got one little tiniest kiss, is like, I think there's a good chance I'm going to get the first impression res because I did a cool activity with him.
What are you, a cruise director? That's not what gives
me, I know.
You'll get a good TripAdvisor review. Like, it's like I made him a towel animal and put it on his bed. I made a good activity.
Oh, God. So then it's like a scene out of a horror movie. He's walking through with the rose and all the girls. And Becca clearly is like, I think he's coming for me. And then he walks past her and she's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna lean forward. I'm going to lean back because I don't give a crap. And he doesn't pick her.
Nope. Keeps walking and da 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 da. He gives it to Mean Mom.
Why?
And she looks, she's like, exactly.
Why? Because she made out with him, right?
Yep, I guess.
Ugh, guys.
And she's mysterious. He wants to get to know her.
She's not mysterious.
I know.
She's
a mystery.
And he's like, guys, I love you all in a way, but you know what? We're all in this together, except the people I kick off, which is about to happen right now.
So then, rose ceremony. Okay, so Becca K., she was the sort of a tall one. She gets a rose. Spicy. Stuffy. Lauren G. She's the pineapple girl. Crystal Meth. Then Becca M. That's the short hair. We need a name for her. Oh, the nanny. Then Lauren S. Don't know who she is. Then CN, who spells her name wrong. Then Caroline. She's oval face.
You know how they do those, like little interstitials of interviews where they're like, I'm freaking out. I loved the bimbos from the beach bimbo. She's like, I'm so nervous. I hope he picks me. This is like crazy. I got kicked off. I mean, I got interrupted by that girl who got a second chance. That's not fair. I feed homeless people. I'm like a smiling Mylan. I've got a permagrin on my face. What'd she say? I'm like a smitten kitten. Fingers crossed. It's like, oh my God, Jessica Tandy, relax.
I don't like this new thing they're doing now where they show the person who's about to get picked going, I'm not sure I'm going to get picked. And then it's like, Lauren S. I got picked.
I did it.
I don't get that. Why don't they add some mystery, some real mystery?
Well,
not some Mean Mom mystery.
Who killed Chelsea? That's how it should always start. Like, who is the one that killed Chelsea? We'll find out at dessert. The one
they should
she did.
They should have like TV host going. Oh, I'm just so nervous that he's not gonna pick me, and like my dad died, and like you know my dad met him and then died. Like I hope he picks me. I'm really scared he's not gonna pick me, and then I'm gonna need a lot of therapy, and then you know have him not pick her.
Well, I think she said something, but it was that TV host way she does, that fakey bake where she's like, here we are in the elimination ceremony. Someone's going to go. Who's it going to be? What is Ari thinking? I don't know. Let's cut to Ari. There he is with a rose. It's like, shut up, Mary Hart.
Yeah.
But she does get kicked off. And I was so really
Viviana,
sad for her.
Viviana got picked, which I was surprised. Yeah. Somebody named Brittany T. I don't know who that is. Bipolar girl, Jenna. Valerie of the Yellow Dress, Jacqueline Gossip Girl, Jenny, I have no idea who she is, Lauren B, Ashley, Tia, and Mikkel.
Oh my God, so many names. Here's what I wrote.
Okay.
TV host, forehead, and spray tan are scared. That's what I wrote. And then I wrote, Mikkel gets that. I don't know what that means, that name, Mikkel. So Mikkel... it's the race car girl, right? And she's hot as hell, too. And any girl who, like, leases a race car is worth at least another episode, right?
Yes, absolutely.
But I felt so bad for TV host and the girl with the long forehead and the spray tan lady. She's like, what do I have to do? I own a spray tan company. This wasn't like I expected. I'm a failure. We have so much in common. It's like, how do you know that? You don't know what you have in common. She's like, I'm so disappointed. My family was rooting for me. My mom told me, this is your turn.
Yeah, and she's like, my dad's never gonna meet my husband.
Oh, that's TV host, yeah.
Oh.
She dropped her like TV act and she's like, words can't explain. This was the only chance I would have to marry someone that my dad had met. Dude, your dad met him for like 5 minutes. Did he go to any local convenience stores? Did he shop at any local Dillard's? Just find someone there he ordered something from one time. Like, why does it got to be a famous person?
Exactly. So then we go into scenes.
What does that mean?
Scenes from like upcoming from the season.
Oh, girl, I watched it, but I didn't take notes. You're welcome.
I watched it, too, and I just wrote a lot of crying. And Viviana is going to throw some attitude.
Oh, thank God. You better step away from
Papi.
My man.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Yeah, something like that.
No, I like it.
Don't follow me with these cameras. Get these cameras out of my face.
I swear to God, if you keep following me with these cameras, I'm going to throw a banana at your face, Papi. That is my Papi. You mess with my man, I kill you. I'm like, yes, girl, yes.
Yeah. Then I'm trying to think. There was obviously some people that you could see make it kind of far, but I can't even remember who now.
I mean, they're the hottest ones. It's
the nanny.
The nanny, of course. The 20-year-old or whatever. The nanny,
right.
The single mom bitch.
Right.
Some other girl who, I mean, I don't even care, but they had a free trip. So they're like,
Tia,
keep her.
I think Raven 2.0, I think
okay.
Makes it far.
Yeah, they showed a bunch of girls who make it, so it'll be fun to watch Chelsea. Oh, and they also showed the bimbo on the beach with the workout Zumba Pilates
mix.
Get turning into a total bitch.
Yes.
Which is great, because we saw that coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So before we wrap, I want to give a little shout out to our Patreon. If you join our Patreon, you can do it by pledging $1 an episode, which is less than $5 a month. It comes to $4 a month. And then you get bonus content, which could be me and Ronnie talking about life. It could be what we did this week is we talked about just kind of an overall of the show and the girls and who we think is going to win.
Yeah. We've done some that have been reviews of the Facebook for neighbors so we can see what all our neighbors are thinking about stuff. Those are
fun. Yeah, nextdoor.com. Yep.
Yeah, we've gotten kind of deep because Stephanie and I are close friends at this point, but we only see each other never. Like we hear each other here.
Right.
So this is where we get to catch up in those bonus. So if you just want like a chill talk show vibe, not about TV necessarily, come on over.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to do $10 an episode, guess what? We're going to give your business a shout out. Like our new subscriber, Linda Parker, whose business is Mount Desert Island Ice Cream.
Ooh, oh, that sounds sweet. Good.
And her website is MDIIC.com. That's MDIIC.com. And she makes handmade ice cream. She has shops in Bar Harbor and Portland, Maine. And she's coming soon to D.C.
Harbor.
And Michelle McKibben. She's a California mortgage loan
Love
officer
you, Michelle.
With People's Home Equity Mortgage Girl. And her phone number is 707-208-8302. You can also contact her at McKibben, McKibbin.Michelle@yahoo.com.
Heck yeah, baby. Thanks for the support, Michelle. It's the second season in a row.
Yep.
We'll be adding other fun stuff for the Patreon. We love you all the same, whether you're putting money in, whether you're listening for free. We don't give a shit. We're just glad that you're listening because that means we get to keep doing it.
So happy. Love it.
We're hoping to start going out and doing live shows places. So if you're interested in that stuff, we've also got a Facebook group now so that you can post privately and talk shit without everyone in your friend circle knowing.
Oh, yeah.
So to find that, just to find all our links, just go to rosepricks.com and you'll hook it up. Okay, people. We'd love you so much. Watch What Crappens is 5 days a week now. That's on tour all year. So if you want to come see me do Bravo stuff with Ben, go to watchwhatcrappens.com. And I love being back to do this show with you, Stephanie.
Ew. So we will keep doing it. We'll see you next week.
Hey, yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.